Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. You're listening to Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
Here on 88.1 FM KPPLP, Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. And today we are bringing you a show about unity. Now, to be honest, I've been gathering a lot of information about people who we have been connecting to the Kathleen Bennett story. So you've heard me talk about a lot of these people, the bad actors, mm-hmm. the false witnesses, the real idiots, yeah. R-E-E-L, out there making mm-hmm. their videos, the bad medicine. And how all of these different people, including people from the veterans movement and the security, had something to do, they're either directly or indirectly, with putting Kathleen Bennett in jail and nearly killing her mom. And that's no small thing. Because for a group of people that went out to Standing Rock to do good, that were leaders of the movement, Chase Iron Eyes, Manape, Dallas, mm-hmm. What's his name? Grassrope, Lewis Grassrope, you know, Mulaney Stoneman, Bill Running Fish, all these people, they ended up going out and doing a lot of harm. How much harm, can you ask yourself? Well, they nearly killed someone. They did nearly kill an Oglala Lakota elder. So this goes beyond a faux pas. You know, this goes beyond, oops, I made a mistake. I hurt your feelings. I mean, this goes beyond the, you know, the kinds of things where, somebody makes a video and jokes about protecting someone's neck mm-hmm. or makes an offhanded or backhanded threat and lies about it. Like recently we've seen Ed Higgins and Myron Dewey lie about, you know, some water protector legal collective action against radio stations. Mm-hmm. This goes beyond that kind of thing. We're talking about nearly killing a person and putting another innocent person in jail. This includes people that were impersonating U.S. Marshals. That's a pretty serious crime. I'm talking about a bunch of people that wrote statements that gave false testimony in a criminal investigation. I'm pretty sure that that's at least a misdemeanor. Making a false police report?
Mm-hmm.
At least. For which these people, all of these people who have lied and involved themselves in this case, not only should be facing those criminal charges, but should also be facing the perjury charges,
yeah.
which they have coming up that they should be facing if they lie on the stand. Because what they did, let's be very clear, was criminal. It wasn't as if these people went out there and accidentally, like, skidded in the ice into some other person's car and did mm-hmm. some damage. No, 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 no. The stuff they were doing was deliberate. I mean, I did hear that L'Oreal Blackshaw, one of the spokesperson for the veteran stand for Standing Rock, who was involved in the kidnapping of an Oglala Lakota elder, and in the framing of her daughter, Kathleen Bennett. But the things that they did, you know, I did hear that she was driving around in the camp and drove into a boat and yes. totaled a vehicle yes, that belonged like that. To the mm-hmm. veteran stand for Standing Rock. So I know that Von Bull Lodge was driving around in an SUV that was in Michael Awood Jr.'s name mm-hmm. that he went to jail for. I mean, I told you that there was a lot of these other things that happened that these people were involved in that they did, like invoicing over $300,000 of military equipment mm-hmm. to the veteran stand for Standing Rock by these people. But what they did to Kathleen and Mary, putting an innocent person in jail, lying about it, and nearly killing her mother, what they did in that hospital to Mary, that is criminal on another level. What we're talking about here is a case in which there were veterans, ex-police officers, people in paramilitary contractors impersonating U.S. Marshals, okay, kidnapping. You have the fact that Mulaney and her crew of security people, including her daughter, were holding Mary or Kathleen and her son hostage.
Yeah.
That the hospital, a CNA at the hospital got involved in giving one of these false statements, which included the allegations that Kathleen and her family raped Mary and lynched her at least on two occasions. I'm not talking about a small infraction. I'm not talking about something that, you know, you can over time look past and just be like, oh, okay, well, you know, that was something that people do to each other. No, this is not something that happens. This is not something that people do to each other. The fact that there is a collusion between Morton County, Tiger Swan, and the pipeline company here in North Dakota that resulted in innocent people like Kathleen Bennett and her mom nearly losing their freedom and their life, that's not okay. This goes far beyond some kind of, you know, social wrongdoing. What the people involved in this case did to this family is evil. It is criminal. And it needs to be exposed. So I want to start off by saying that so that we're all clear about why I'm telling you that the people that are calling for you to stop listening to the propaganda. There are some people out there spreading propaganda in the media, and they're causing the water protectors not to be united with each other. No. Don't get it twisted. I am exposing the truth. I am exposing corruption. I am exposing criminals. I am here to tell you so that you can be aware, so that the next time they try to pick your pocket, the next time they try to kidnap one of your relatives, the next time they lie to you, you will be prepared so that when they come to your town, you will know what they're there to do. That's what it's for. So I wanted to address this unity stuff on today's show because I've seen one too many of these false prophets, these Standing Rock phonies, these water defectors telling everybody to stop listening to that radio station over there. Mm-hmm. Stop listening and stop talking about what she's saying. You know what this is? Divide and conquer. You know what this is? This is a lack of unity. Where is all the unity? I even saw Angela Bibbins of the Water Protector Legal Collective. Get this. I'm going to bring you a lot more on this later. But Angela Bibbins of the Water Protector Legal Collective, the one that answered the phone and that phone call that I made to those two people from the Water Protector Legal Collective that I talked to who were acting hella shady when we were trying to find out what their maneuverings were on Kathleen Bennett's behalf to remove her from the jail on bail without telling her attorney about it. She was posting a congratulatory message to Manape.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Ex-felon, ex-meth dealing Manape. The guy that admitted headsman, Manape. The guy who was there on the day that she was taken to the hospital. The guy that gave the order along with Louis Grassrope and Dallas Goldtooth to have her removed, to have her and her mother removed from the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That Menape, right? And you know that the Water Protector Legal Collective, if they weren't aware before, they are aware now of our reporting on Kathleen Bennett. I know that they know because I've contacted them since that show. And I can guarantee you, without going into too much detail, they are very well aware. Okay? And yet, one of their attorneys is promoting a post in a video in which it was Menape doing a unity video.
Okay.
Talking about how we have to have unity and all of this negativity. It's you know, he told this whole weird long story about his dad and how his dad, blah, blah, blah. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was like, yes, there's far too many divisions in the water protector. Like, excuse me? You are promoting a man who was involved in nearly killing an Oglala Lakota elder? And now this guy was speaking over at the UN. Menape, everybody, Menape was at the UN. Guess who took him out there to talk? Christina Hollenbeck of Nexus. Of Nexus.
Yeah.
Christina Hollenbeck.
And you remember her. She's the one that put all the emails together and all the testimonies against Kathleen and sent them to the investigators. You know, and this, she's been the kingpin in this whole thing that has kidnapped Mary, tried to kill her, and incarcerated Kathleen Bennett with several charges. And she worked hand in hand with Mulaney.
Mm-hmm.
She only appeared on the camp about the 20th of November. And boom, she was on the news.
She was actually in the camp before that and then came back.
I see.
But on this occasion when she arrived in the camp, she immediately became a medic and was in the news.
Yeah.
On RT News. She's connected to DC, folks. And let me tell you, I'm going to be bringing you a lot more connections that are going to be filling in the dots more and more and more and more and more for you.
And it's not just talk. We have visual evidence. We have posts. We have pictures. We have different connections. We just don't say it out of our mouths. We present it.
Yeah. I mean, for all of their complaining that they don't know, that they didn't know, that they never saw, that they never heard, that they don't have anything to do with that guy, and she doesn't have anything to do with him, and we don't talk to each other, we weren't together in Hawaii, we weren't together in D.C., we weren't just having lunch, we never talked about Kathleen Bennett. They are all connected. See? So, when I started picking apart the story of Bill Running Fisher and Mulaney, bunch of people showed up to say, hey, don't be talking about Mulaney. I'm going to defend Mulaney. Remember all of Bias? Huh? Remember all the people that came to defend the people that burned OP Black? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how many people showed up to defend the veterans people that I talked about? So every time I talk about a new set of people that are involved in this corrupt cover-up, we know it to be true. So before, when I was telling you 6 months ago there were paramilitary contractors out there because Wesley had confirmed that for me, y'all thought we were crazy. Y'all were saying, oh, those people, those conspiracy theorists over there, don't listen to the conspiracy theories. Myron, Ed, all of those people were making fun of people like me and Wes and saying we were laying out conspiracy theories, that we were just trying to scare people, that we were making up false things that weren't really confirmed. Don't listen to any of that. Don't listen to any of that. Well, now that it's confirmed, what happened when we confirmed it? Well, as soon as we confirmed it for people, as soon as The Intercept confirmed for y'all what we were already telling you for a while, then all of these people changed their tune. And their tune became, well, now we know that there were these paramilitary contractors out there. Now we know that these bad guys were really out there acting against us and trying to harm us. So we need to be more careful. We need to get more closely knit and don't let them tear us apart, because that's their tactic, to tear us apart now. You know what? Their infiltration of the camp included veterans. It included indigenous leadership, indigenous so-called media. It included security, and it included medics. It included all of those things, and I've shown you that. And if that weren't enough, you have The Intercept leaked documents in which you heard from Tiger Swan. I guess it's more believable coming from the pipeline company's paid mercenaries than it is from an indigenous woman in journalism. But the point remains that we haven't just told you these things are going on. We've showed you these things mm-hmm. are going on. We have verification that these things have been happening. You want to know something really interesting that I just learned?
What's that?
I'm going to be bringing this to you very soon. I was looking at the complaint against Myron Dewey.
Oh, yeah?
And guess who else was involved in Myron Dewey's case?
Who?
J.D. Grubel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the odds are that that one guy could be involved in so many high, high profile cases?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Meanwhile, people at the Water Protector Legal Collective want you to think that this had nothing to do with the camps. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Bennett's case really didn't have anything to do with that.
That's right.
But they put somebody that important both on Myron's case and on Kathleen's case. Interesting. He was also, remember, J.D. Grubel was in the Intercept document leaks. He was receiving information from Tiger Swan, along with all of the other law enforcement agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI and all the alphabet men.
Yep.
All of the alphabet men were in there. Incidentally, J.D. Grubel's email, unlike all of the others in that group, in the leaked documents that were in the Intercept, unlike all of the other people that were using a .gov, which means they were working from a government-issued email, right? So that means that it's public information. Mr. J.D. Grubel was working from a .org. Isn't that what Hillary got a whole bunch of trouble for the private server? I'm looking at you, Morton County. I'm looking at you. So there is so much shady going on in Kathleen Bennett's case. If you've been watching, you know all about it. And I haven't even told you. I haven't even told you all that there is to know. But I came right. I came to you with evidence. I came to you with witnesses. Not just a little bit. I've been doing this for 6 months. I have such a mountain of evidence and information that it isn't just ignorance when somebody like Myron Dewey or Manape or Angela Bibbins or Ed Higgins or Michael Fassig or someone from the Wolves Den or Chelsea Lyons Kent or any of these people say that, oh, there's no way of really knowing what that lady at 88.1 is telling you about this case and whether or not it's true, because there's just not enough information out there. It's not just ignorance. That's duplicitous. That is intentional. And it is so overwhelmingly refuted with facts. Mountains of facts, thousands and thousands of hours. Like, we literally probably have thousands of hours.
We do.
On this subject alone. Thousands. So when somebody tells you that there's no way to know conclusively whether or not all of the things I've been telling you about this case, that there's paramilitary contractors involved, that there are infiltrators that got into all of these different groups, these key groups that were very important for the running of the camp and the leadership of the camp, which included indigenous people. when they tell you that that couldn't possibly be proven, there's no way. Remember Z. Cohen was saying, has a judge made a decision on that? I don't need a judge. I have eyes, ears, and a brain.
Exactly.
I have the ability to look at things that are tangible, like discovery documents. Mm-hmm. I can read words, and I can make words with my mouth whole and talk about the things that are facts. That's what I've been doing for you. I've shown you the evidence. I've let you make the decisions for yourself about what you think about these things. I'm not holding a gun to anybody's head. I'm not looking for people to be in my club or trying to bring people into my way of thinking or trying to recruit people. I've had people tell me that I don't know how to present this information to you. I had even Kevin Gilbert told me repeatedly over and over again that my way of presenting this information, he couldn't listen to it. It just takes too long. It takes too long to listen to that. There's too much information and you're too aggressive. Could you not be so aggressive? I had people tell me, don't eat while you're doing it, Cindy. Mm-hmm. You're not winning people over to your side because of the way in which you do things, Cindy. That's not the way in which you should do things. I had all sorts of people telling me, nobody's really listening to you, Cindy. You know why? Because you're doing it wrong. Because you're doing it like this. Because you're doing it like that. Guess what, folks? Did I change anything?
Nope.
No. You know why? Because I'm not looking for club members. I'm not recruiting for anything. I'm here to offer you information and facts. I know that there are some who are so dumb that they will refuse to speak the truth even after they've heard it, that are so blind that they will refuse to see the truth even after I've shown it to them, that are so deaf that they will refuse to hear the truth even once I have broadcast it over and over again. But that's not my problem. It isn't my job to force people to admit that what they have seen or heard about what I have said is true or not true. It is up to them whether or not they want to deny the truth. I'm just here to give you the message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just here to give you the information so that you can make a decision. But I do want you to pay attention to something. When you see people telling you, after they have seen this information or heard about it, I don't want to get informed. I don't want to look at that stuff. Don't make me look at it. Don't send it to me. I don't want to see it. I don't want you to tell me about it, because that lady is a liar. So I don't want to hear anything she has to say. You should be suspicious about that.
Yep.
Because my words and the things that I have said, they don't kill people. The things that are coming out of my mouth, they don't have that power. I don't have superpowers. I can't kill people with my voice. I don't shoot lasers out of my eyes. I don't do magic. I have no powers like that whatsoever. My only power is the fact that I know how to do media justice work. I'm a trained organizer. I have training as a paralegal. I have training in technical writing and broadcasting. I have worked as a journalist for over a decade, so I have experience. I've been published. I know how to bring people stories. And I am focused on giving people that are marginalized in the media representation and a voice. That's my power. That's what I'm bringing to the table. And my experience and the work that I've done in the past are there for people to look at. I'm not hiding anything about what I do here. But I do have a problem with people saying that they don't even want you to listen. Mm-hmm. And the excuses are many. I've just given you some of them. But the latest one, this one, unity.
Yep.
Unity. This is the one that is, to me, the most disgusting and false of all of them. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But first, I want you to remind people. I want to remind people about the raffle. Have you entered the raffle to support Kathleen Bennett? I want to ask you to do that. If you've already entered the raffle for yourself, I want you to enter for someone else. I want you to enter once for your mom, for your grandma, for somebody that you've been separated from, like Kathleen has been separated for her, from her family for over 6 months now.
Yep, exactly.
I want you to consider having your group make a donation to her defense fund. 100% of the money that comes to her, first of all of that money is coming to a real nonprofit. So your donation is tax deductible and you will get a receipt for that. Secondly, 100% of the money of all of the proceeds that we get will go directly to her defense, her lawyer.
Exactly.
In other words, Willie Kirshner. He will receive that money. And she definitely needs your support. If you haven't already, please consider making a donation. For every $10 that you donate, you will get one raffle entry. And we are on raffle number 9.
Exactly.
You can have this beautiful eagle feather. You can earn an eagle feather to help a real warrior, Kathleen Bennett. She has endured so much for her family. And, you know, I talked with Kathleen today, and we talked about what this sacrifice is like. I cannot tell you how much I admire this woman. In the face of everything that she has had to endure, we were going over, you know, her state of mind when she was in jail. How did she keep herself strong? And honestly, she's had some rough days. She's had some very rough days. I've heard her crying on the phone with me. She is, she's nothing without her family. She loves her family so much. And she is the primary caretaker of her mother. She loves her mother. And she is in agony because she cannot be with her mom. So let me just share with you that I was telling her, you know, she was, can you believe it, Duke? She was apologizing to me for how upset she got when she was talking to me. And she doesn't really have a lot of people to share, you know, a shoulder to cry on, really, because she's alone. She's isolated. And she said, you know, I want to apologize. I was having a bad day, and it's really hard for me. And it's also difficult for other people, including my son, to see me in a bad way because they're used to me being such a strong person. So she's not really comfortable breaking down like any regular normal person should be able to do, and just crying and just being vulnerable because she is expected to be so strong at all times. So other people don't suffer. So other people don't worry. So other people aren't hurt. That's the kind of person Kathleen Bennett is. And this is why I tell you this story. The reason I'm telling you this story is because all I've heard out of these false water defectors, these Standing Rock phonies, these GoFundMe lords, is that unity schmoonity, unity please, unity, unity. You know what? Where was the unity on Kathleen Bennett's case? When did one of these people stand up for her and say her name or her family? Where was the unity then? You know what we experienced here at KPPPLP? Crickets. We didn't have any unity. We didn't have anybody that wanted to talk about this in the media anywhere. In fact, there were people blocking others from covering it and saying, oh no, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. That's not right. People like Myron, people like Ed, people like Mike Fasig, people like Winnea Locke, people that should have been caring, people like Chase Iron Eyes,
Jordan Sheridan,
Chelsea Lyons, Ernesto Burbank. I could go on and on and on. that did not care about this woman and her family. And then you have the audacity to talk about unity? Where was this unity then? All that Kathleen Bennett and the people that talked about her story experienced was isolation. The same as Kathleen experienced in a jail. Many of the people that have dared to be strong, to stand in the truth, and to continue to defend an innocent Oglala Lakota woman and her family, they have been attacked, they have been ridiculed, they have been blocked, they have been threatened. Is that the unity you're talking about? Is that the unity that you're promoting? Having an ex-meth dealer and felon who threw an innocent woman in jail go and speak in front of the United Nations on behalf of Native people? Is that spell unity for you? Because that's not what unity means to me. That's not what unity is. And that's not what you, that's a false sense of unity. You're promoting a false sense of unity that's really a way of censoring people. You're using a tactic to get people to shut up about the injustices, the corruption, and the criminal behavior exhibited openly, and the connections between all of you bad people, infiltrators, agitators, provocateurs, criminals, all of you who have been involved in this. You want unity because you cannot break up your little circle. You can't start throwing people under the bus. You can't call. Mulaney can't call Myron Dewey a fraud and a criminal. A lot of this fake infighting they've had, don't fall for it. I don't. When I see all these people fighting on the internet, I'm like, I thought you didn't even know each other.
Exactly.
I thought you didn't even know each other. Now your kids are dating? What? Mm-hmm. And now you're calling the cops on each other. And so, you know what? All of that is that false bravado, all of these values that they claim to espouse. That's not what's really going on here. That's not what they're really doing. I believe that unity, promoting unity, is wrong when it is compromising the values of the movement that you claim you want to protect. And weren't those values protecting the water and protecting women and protecting indigenous rights?
Yep.
Where the hell did that go in the case of Kathleen Bennett? I mean, this woman should have been the poster child. Her and her mother and the case that I have put before you on this radio station should have been the poster case for the Water Protector Legal Collective and for all of these indigenous rights media people. The people that were the medics, the healers, they should have been promoting Kathleen Bennett's freedom more than any other case you ever even heard of, except for maybe Free Red Fawn.
Exactly.
But no. You didn't, and you not only not heard nothing about it from them, you heard negative things from them. You heard, oh no, it's true, Kathleen did something wrong. Or you heard, yeah, that Mulaney, she's great. Or you heard, yeah, that crazy lady over at 88.1, don't listen to her. That's what you heard. So all of these people telling you, oh, unity, 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 we want unity. No, they don't. They don't care about unity. They do not care about this Oglala Lakota woman and her family. They don't want to be united in helping her. They don't want to unite with this radio station in exposing the truth. They don't want to unite with the real water protectors that have been following this story and defending this woman, this innocent woman, with us. Those of you who have donated to her defense fund, those are the people that are still standing with water protectors. They don't want to unite with you. They don't want unity with us. They want unity with the criminals. They want unity with the kidnappers, with the paramilitary contractors. Mm-hmm. That's who they want unity with. Well, you can keep that unity. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of that circle. And you should tell them that the next time you hear them selling you this false unity narrative. I'm also going to show you more and more of the ways in which they all connected to Melanie Stoneman.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill Renningfisher and L'Oreal, because there are so many more connections. I can't even believe that they were able to pull this stunt off at Standing Rock to the degree that they did and pull all of these people to act. The worst part of it is that they're really, really bad actors. And we all fell for it. We all fell for every one of those staged stunts. All of these things that you saw, these water protectors, they were in so much danger. You know how much of that was manufactured acting? A lot of it. Almost all of it. Staged. Performance. False. All of it. So, I'm not down with protecting that. I don't want unity with those who performed it, or those who paid for it, or those who had anything to do with Kathleen Bennett's case or covering it up, or the corruption that is connected with it. I don't want to have unity with those people. Light cannot be in the same place as darkness. I don't need unity with that. I'm sorry. We're exposing the truth to the light. We will continue to bring you more information about that. I want to encourage you once again to please, please enter the raffle. I'm not raffling anything today. Guess what? Because we don't have enough entries to do a raffle yet. So I'm going to urge everybody to enter right now. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors.
Yep. Just go to kpppfm.com/raffle and you get a little post that you click on and you'll get this raffle entry for Kathleen Bennett Legal Defense Fund. Go down to the click here to enter the raffle and you'll be entered and we'll announce it once we've reached $100 on our next show.
Let me remind you also that if you enter and you do not win an eagle feather necklace, there will still be 5 more drawings from all of the names that were entered that did not win. And you will receive signed pictures from Kathleen with a thank you and a blessing. 5 pictures. I believe 3 of them look like this one that we mm-hmm. have on the screen right yep. now, which mm-hmm. is a beautiful picture of Kathleen with the paper, holding the paper rose that she made in prison when she was in jail. We will also be raffling off 2 more items at the end, one of which is the rose mm-hmm. that Kathleen made. I wanted you to be able to bid on a personal item. And This story of what happened to Kathleen Bennett is one of the most astonishing things that happened at Standing Rock, which is why I call all those people Standing Rock phonies and water defectors, because they're all out there promoting their film that has Mulaney in it and all of their criminal friends. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The one story about a real warrior and her family that connected to paramilitary contractors, corruption in Morton County, the medics infiltration, the infiltration by the veterans, and all of these other things is Kathleen Bennett's story. The one and only. The one and only. And none of those people that are out there promoting their films and mm-hmm. talking about Standing Rock and going to conferences and going to the United Nations, none of them wanted to tell the truth about Kathleen Bennett, because most of them were involved. They were directly involved in putting her in jail. They did something horrendous, horrific, and criminal. And they wanted to come out of that and call themselves heroes and water protectors and build a career in the future mm-hmm. off of what they did to these people at the camp. And you weren't ever supposed to know that they were paid agitators, that they were criminals, that they were out there dealing meth, or that they were out there mm-hmm. committing crimes and raping women and doing all the crazy things that were going out there. No, they wanted you to think that they were water protectors and that they are worthy of recognition, but they're not. Kathleen Bennett is, and so are all of the people that helped to free her. Every single one of you will be commended on a live broadcast on our station. We are going to read the names of every donor, every one of you will be commemorated on a broadcast that will air for the population of the Fargo-Moorhead metro area, which is over 200,000 people that can listen to it here.
Yep.
In addition to which, we will play it on the internet so that our online audience can hear it as well, and on Facebook. And we will print every single one of the names of every donor on our website with a thank you to acknowledge that all of you had something to do with freeing Kathleen Bennett and reuniting her with her mother, in helping one of the innocent people, one of the only people that all of these other folks that were involved in corruption and exploitation and lies and helping the pipeline put that water at risk and put the people at risk. And you will have participated in protecting that woman and promoting her story. So I want you to remember that we are going to commemorate and acknowledge every single one of the real water protectors and the people that stand with Kathleen Bennett in a future broadcast. We also will have a drawing out of the people that do not get chosen. Mm-hmm. In addition to the five pictures, we will have five signed, personally written thank you cards that Kathleen has made for five more people.
Yep.
So that you can have a personal thank you from her, which I think is very special. So without further ado, I want you to remind people, how do they enter? What do they do?
Well, go to kpppfm.com/raffle. Again, kpppfm.com/raffle. There's a little menu item on there. It says raffle. You click on that. You get a little post. You click on that. You come to this page. It has a picture of the gold tone necklace right there. And there's little links that said, click here to enter the raffle. When you click that, you'll go to a PayPal site that'll either take credit card or PayPal, and you can enter any amount as long as they're in increments of 10. For every $10 you enter, you'll get one raffle ticket, one entry into the next raffle.
Hmm. And I think it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's really cool. I kind of feel sad that there's not more of them that we could that we could raffle off. But anyway, 20 lucky people are going to get one of these.
Yep.
We've already gotten rid of 8. We're a number 9. That's only 11 left.
Exactly.
So if you want to earn your Eagle Feather necklace, please go to our website at kpppfm.com and enter. Thank you for listening to this show on Unity. Don't let the bastards get you down. Keep saying Free Kathleen Bennett. Push that hashtag everywhere you go, especially on the pages in the comment section of those people telling you, shh, don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. Don't listen to that lady at 88.1. You tell them, Free Kathleen Bennett. We're not stopping. We're not going to go away. We're going to continue to fight for the values of the real movement. Minnie Wachoni, Water is Life.